Jó, hát hasu such a chisel atluk ma asatim wahatik umutsuk aksi suffixes ahish hardening ahish word building. Today we did some challenging things, mainly with suffix verbs. And the suffix verbs that we focused on are the suffixes in uhsa, unaq, uis, and usim. We started with a chance conversation that I had with Bethany because she was eating when I talked to her, and so I asked her what she was eating, and this gave us a chance to practice the words ha'uk u'is. What is the difference? I said ha'uk hak, what are you eating? Bethany answered ha'uk wah. Sorry. I asked ha'uk hak, are you eating? She answered ha'uk wah, I'm eating. I asked, Akes hak ha'uk, what are you eating? She answered, O'isah tzitzitkwas, I'm eating melon. This demonstrates the difference between ha'uk and o'is. Ha'uk is an intransitive verb. That means it has one participant. I can use it to talk about the fact that someone is eating, but I can't use it to talk about what they're eating. If I want to mention what they're eating, I need the suffix verb is. Akes hak. What are you eating? U'isah tzitzitkwas. And we find that there are many verb pairs like this in Nuchanov, where there's an intransitive verb like ha'uk and a transitive verb like u'is. So we'll use the intransitive one when all we care about is what someone is doing, but we'll use the transitive one when we want to mention what they're doing it to. Generally, we find that the intransitive verb like ha'uk is more specific in meaning and refers to only one participant, whereas the transitive verb like uis is much more general in meaning and refers to two or more participants. In the case of uis, this works not only for eating but also drinking and smoking, anything we consume with our mouths. We did an exercise, a word building exercise, and then a conversation exercise using our eating together lesson, where we asked each other, what are you eating? What are you drinking? And when we did that, we could avoid synthesis, that is, avoid pronouncing everything in one word, by using the word u'is. For example, akes hak ha'uk, what are you eating? U'isah qawats, I'm eating potatoes. But generally speaking, Nuchanov likes to synthesize wherever possible. So if we're talking about potatoes, for example, that conversation might sound like this: akes hak ha'uk. What are you eating? I'm eating potatoes. Akes hak ha'uk. There we see that the synthesizing form of kawats is the same as its independent form. Kawats. The C hardens because is has a hardening ending, but the stem doesn't really change. However, there are many stems that do change. Here are some of those stems. Kwapi, kwapi s. Supnin, supne s. Nyas, nye s. Tlimtsit, tlim yis. Chamas, chama yis. This tells us that some words have an independent form and a combining form, which are pronounced a little differently. Usually the combining form is shorter. Often it ends in a Q. Because for Nuchanov, that Q is a lot like a Lego stud. It makes it easy to add more endings to the word. We did some word building with various suffixes, where we practiced adding these suffixes to common stems. For example, usim, akisim, kusim. Uis, akis, kuis. Uhsa, akhsa, khsa. Unak, akinak, kunak. Unak, akinak, kunak. I find this a very useful exercise, simply saying these words together. One, it gets these words in my head so that they're there when I need them. I don't have to think, how do I add this stem to this ending? It's already there. I know how it's pronounced. Also, by saying these words together, you're putting links between them. in your brain. This makes it easier to find the words you want when you're speaking at fluent speed. What I just gave you an example of was an example of adding the same suffixes to different stems. We also did a word building exercise where we practiced adding the same stems to different endings. And we used sweets and cigarettes because these are things we often talk about eating. For example, chamas, chamasnak, chamashsa, chamais, pusha, pushnak, pushsa, pushees. I then gave you a couple of conversation frames that were extremely general. They were so general that most of you struggled with how to use them, right? I gave you a yes-no question frame where you that you could use to ask, for example, someone something like, "Ha what's sahak? Do you are you craving potatoes? Ha ka what's samah? Waka ka what's sa? Haya ka ka what's sakos? I don't know if I'm craving potatoes." I also gave you a content question frame that you could use to ask, have a conversation like, "Akinak hak? What do you like? Chamas nakah, I like sweets, or unakah chamas, or hayakah kuinakis, I don't know what I like." The problem with these exercises was they were just far too general, especially for people who've just learned about this. So after watching you guys try to use these, I gave you some more targeted conversation frames. I gave you the following three more targeted conversations. So first, here's a conversation you can use to ask someone if they like something. Kushnakhak, do you like cigarettes? Kushnakah, I like cigarettes. Wikah kushnak, I don't like cigarettes. Hayim hemah kushnakkus. And then I gave you some other stems you could try. Tea, coffee, potatoes, oatmeal. Our second targeted conversation asks whether someone is craving something. So again, this starts with a yes-no question. For example, chamas sahak, are you craving sweets? Chamas samah, wikah chamas sa, kush sakatlah, I'm really craving a cigarette. Hayim hemah chamas sakos, chama ischi. And the third targeted conversation frame that I gave you starts with a content question, asking someone, what do you like? Akinak hak ha'uk, what do you like to eat? Akinak hak naka, what do you like to drink? And here are some possible responses to that. Unaka epinisit, I like apple juice. Epinisit naka ma ahkuakets, ju. And that is what you guys did for the last 15 minutes or so of your practice today. I'll say something about Mariah's question. Mariah asked, how would we ask someone, for example, do you eat meat? Are you a vegetarian? Can you eat meat? In order to have this conversation, we already have most of the parts we need. We just needed the habitual ending athla, and we needed to remind ourselves of the words for can and cannot. Can is o'omhe, that works in all dialects, or chamush is used in East Barkley Sound. To say cannot, I recommend saying witmacht. There's actually a couple of other words for cannot that we're not going to get into right now. So, for example, if you want to know whether someone can eat meat, you might ask, o'is hak athlets iskemis, do you habitually eat meat? We could synthesize this, and in fact, I believe there's an example of meat synthesizing with is in the Sapir Thomas texts, but I'm pretty sure that most modern speakers would avoid it. So I think the unsynthesized version is the good one, the one you should aim for. Alternatively, you might ask, can you eat meat? Or equivalently, possible answers. I do not habitually eat meat. chamuthah u east tiskmis. I can eat meat. O umhemah u east tiskmis. I can eat meat. Witmaktlah u east tiskmis. I can't eat meat.